You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go. Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is Heaven and Hell. Once upon a time, there lived a writer named Edward. He worked for a magazine featuring a wide range of topics about people, cultures, traditions, and philosophy. His latest task was to write a piece about heaven and hell. Though he was always a curious person, he had never really thought about heaven and hell. One evening, Edward was having dinner with Ellie, his girlfriend. While waiting for their food, Ellie said, "Is something bothering you?"
"Nothing's bothering me,"
Edward replied. "Come on, I know when something's on your mind."
"Is it work?"
Ellie asked.
"Maybe,"
Edward replied.
"What must you write about this time?"
Ellie asked.
I need to write about heaven and hell."
"I don't know. I've never thought about it. I don't know where to begin,"
Edward replied.
"Heaven and hell? That sounds interesting. I've always heard people say if you do bad things, then you're bound to be reborn in hell to bear the consequences. If you do good things, then you'll be reborn in heaven to enjoy yourself,"
Ellie said.
"Sounds like angels and demons to me," Edward replied.
"Yes, it does. I'm not sure if heaven or hell do exist.
I think it's best you do some research on it,"
Ellie said.
"Yes, for sure. I need to research and see what I can find. I don't think I can write about something so unknown to me.
It does make me wonder exactly what heaven and hell are like,"
Edward said.
"Well, I'm sure you'll find something to inspire you, like always."
"You're good at what you do,"
Ellie replied.
"Thanks. But let's not talk about work anymore,"
Edward replied just as the waiter arrived with their main course. On their way home, Edward thought about what Ellie said about being reborn in heaven and hell due to one's actions. He tried to picture what heaven and hell could be like, but it proved difficult since he'd never thought about it.
That night, Edward had a dream. In his dream, he met a man named Michael, who said to him, "I can take you on a tour of heaven and hell. Would you like that?"
"Wow! How did you know that?"
Edward replied.
"Is that a yes?"
Michael asked.
"Yes, of course. I would love to visit both places,"
Edward said excitedly.
Michael told Edward to close his eyes and lifted him in the air. When Edward opened his eyes, he was in hell. Looking around, Edward whispered to Michael, "People here look exactly like people do on Earth. They seem like they need to eat and sleep just like we do."
Michael smiled and, pointing to his left, said, "Take a look at them." Edward saw people holding forks, but each fork was over a foot in length. Each time someone picked up food with their fork, before the food could reach their mouths, it would be snatched and eaten by other people. Regardless of how many times a person tried to grab food with their fork, someone would snatch the food and eat it. Since no one would let anyone else have food, nobody could quench their hunger. Worse still, they blamed each other. Someone would say, "You stole my food!" Another would reply, "They stole mine." On and on, they kept arguing. There was no peace whatsoever.
Edward sighed and felt deeply sorry for these people in hell. Then Michael said, "How about we go to heaven now?" Edward nodded. Michael told Edward to cover his eyes again and lifted him in the air. When Edward opened his eyes, he found himself in heaven. Right away, he felt a sense of calm and peace. He looked around. Michael pointed down and said, "Look there." Edward noticed again that the people here were no different from people on Earth. They needed to eat and sleep as well. However, there was something different about them compared to the people in hell. Edward said to Michael, "The people here also use forks that are a foot long. But the difference is when they pick up food with their fork, instead of eating the food themselves, they offer it to the people in front of them. They feed each other. This is so nice. Everyone is polite and willing to help each other. They even thank each other for being kind. Unlike hell, people here live happily together and in harmony." Michael then tapped Edward on the shoulder. And suddenly, Edward was woken up by Ellie tapping him on the shoulder, whispering, "Edward, wake up! Are you all right?" Edward groaned as he opened his eyes and muttered, "What happened?" "I heard you mumbling and talking in your sleep, so I thought I'd better wake you up," Ellie said. Edward realized that everything he experienced with Michael was a dream. Sitting by the side of the bed, he now tried to make sense of what he had dreamed. "I'll go make breakfast," Ellie said, and then left the room. Edward picked up his notebook and began writing down everything he had seen in his dream. After a couple of months of research and drawing inspiration from his dream, Edward finished the article on heaven and hell. Many readers of the magazine responded with questions that sparked lively discussions on the topic. The story illustrates the contrast between heaven and hell. If we bring joy to others, benefit them, as well as pray and respect each other, then heaven is where we are. On the other hand, if we are selfish, thinking only about ourselves and never paying attention to others, not caring about them, and looking only to our benefit, then we are already in hell. Like this story, people in hell think only of themselves, so no one is happy. It is important to remember that heaven and hell are not fixed places we journey to. They already exist in our minds. Every day, each one of us has kind thoughts and bad thoughts. When we have kind thoughts, everyone seems nice and we are happy. When we have bad thoughts, everyone seems like an enemy and we are unhappy. In other words, once we have kind thoughts, we are in heaven. Once we have bad thoughts, we are in hell. Therefore, we all go through heaven and hell several times each day. The key question we should ask ourselves daily is, do I choose to be in heaven or hell? Just as Venerable Master Xing Yun says, "Defilement and ignorance bring you hell, while enlightenment and right understanding bring you heaven. Sorrow and trouble bring you hell, while peace and joy bring you heaven."
This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.